Well, my name is Ryan Garner. It's spelled R-I-U-N, so a little different than, the typical Ryan. I'm from Vancouver, BC, and I'm a singer-songwriter. I make alternative folk music, and I'm also an actor and director, and yeah, I'm into a lot of different creative fields.
Yeah, nice. A man of many talents. So where am I speaking to you from? Are you in Vancouver?
Yes. I'm born and raised in Vancouver, and I live there currently.
It's a very tidy apartment that you have as well.
Try to do my best for you today.
Yeah, that's nicely done. Okay, so in your bio, you mentioned influences that you have, such as Whitney and Elliott Smith. And I feel like I hear especially a lot of Elliott Smith in songs like Summer and Smoke, and sort of the other songs on your EP, All We Know and All We Forget. So, what's your experience with writing truthfully about human experiences such as, great love and despair?
Elliott Smith was obviously like a huge inspiration for me when I first started playing music. And, it's been a while since I've kind of gone back and really dove into his catalog when I was first just like consuming it like crazy. But, in the beginning, I was just trying to write songs, and that was always just a great sound. I really resonated with that. And so I always wanted to explore that in my own life. And of course, I think with songwriting, it's just like the more you write, the more you uncover. And I think it's just maybe that it's ingrained from this like earlier time of, when I was really, really consuming music differently. I think like as we get older, we listen to music differently, but those really early influences, I think, stick with you and kind of form, for me anyway, this foundation of the type of music that has just come out and stuff on the EP yet. It's definitely more somber. And reflective, and that was the idea anyway. That was definitely more of like a like my intimate Elliott Smith kind of album. I mean, he has a great record, Roman Candle, his very first record. That's probably my favorite, and that was all done on tape, and it was done at home, and there's a lot of cool stories around it about how he didn't want to release it, and then it got out there. And so, I recorded that record, the first EP, onto tape to kind of have, pull from those inspirations.
Yeah. And so about using tape, I guess, and kind of doing things a little more analog, would you think that you, like, are you a producer first? Is that kind of like where your first interest in getting into music was, or were you a singer-songwriter first?
Yeah, definitely singer-songwriter. I've not, you know, I've definitely done a little bit of recording stuff, but it's really only been to get an idea down. But and I think that's what's really taken me, time to be able to finally put music out there. For so long, it was about, well, how do I even record this, and how do I get it to where, how I want it to sound? And it hasn't been until the last like few years that I finally found a really supportive and collaborative group of other creatives that really can help realize that. So yeah, for so long I was really just a songwriter and recording on my phone. Having like little voice memos. And then, I have a tape player, and it's just nice to look. I'm looking at it right now. It's nice to look at.
Nice.
And
Is
we
it like
did.
an old, is it an old Marantz or something like that?
It's like an Akai machine. It's this
Okay, yeah.
thing. And we did use it on my EP, but had the help from friends to get it going. Now it's just a nice piece of artwork or something, and living in the apartment.
I know. I have a couple cameras like that where I'm like, Pam, if you're not using these, like you like don't become a collector this young in age. Like you gotta use it. If you're gonna have it, you have to use it
Have
with
that
some.
stuff though. Maybe one day we'll pick up that camera or the,
Yeah, I know. You always think you will. But also too, some of it just looks so pretty. And like if it still works, like if the tape player works and you can plug it in, it's like the warm glow of the lights. Like I've got this like beautiful old tape player. And it's just the prettiest thing to turn on, and it feels so alive when it's
Yeah.
on.
The little dials are moving,
Oh,
and
yeah.
yeah, I know it is. It's really cool. I think I'm straying away more from doing tape stuff, just because the logistics of it is really a pretty big undertaking. For the EP, we ran everything through the tape, and so we really didn't. It was easier in that sense because we, it was like, well, what we put through it is what we got, which made for more of a natural, you know, performance and how he wanted the songs. You know, it wasn't, we didn't want it to be too edited.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's obviously a way to put stuff into the tape and chop it up and still edit it. And it's just like, it's a whole other, it's a whole other headache. Yeah.
So what do you think are some of the maybe unifying factors in your music? And I guess, I mean, like sonically, like you're talking about like using tape. I think that like, if I can kind of suggest some things that I hear in it, it's that there is a real warmth to it. A lot of your music sounds like it's made in the summer. I don't know if that's true. It's just the weather I would associate with, or the season I would associate with it is summer and like end of summer. But yeah, like thematically or collaboratively or sonically, what do you think are the unifying factors of your sound? Or have you figured that out yet?
Well, definitely for this record, it's, and especially I think as it went on and in writing, because some of the songs were older songs that I had, you know, written a few years ago, and then some more recent. And we did record it in the summer, so you know, not wrong there. But
yeah.
You know, I think, yeah, as it went on, it, the way we, you know, I started looking at the record, and then again my other collaborators, you know, producer and everything, you know, we, it almost seemed like the record was, you know, it's kind of becoming this kind of like almost like a mixtape in a sense, and something you'd find like at a vinyl record store or something, or in an attic. And I did want to make it as timeless sounding as I could, and like it was an old vinyl or something. So tape was a huge thing that I, from the very beginning, you know, I wanted to work with tape again. And a lot of pieces in the record were run through tape, and like the piano and guitars and stuff like that. And there's just something indescribable about it, but you feel it, you know, listening to tape. It's just, there is that warmth quality and just like a nostalgic feeling, which
yeah.
I think worked well also with just the content of songs and what the songs were about, this longing and nostalgic, you know, themes and, you know, thinking about my life and people that are in my life or passing out of my life. So all those elements kind of came together that I think were, you know, help support each and each, every one of them.
It's funny that you say like a mixtape, because written down my next question was, what's your approach to making a killer playlist? Or, and then have you ever made a mixtape like from records to tape before?
Like an actual mixtape, like to tape?
Yeah, like, so what's your approach to making a killer playlist, one? And then secondly, have you ever made a mixtape for someone?
Yes, definitely made mixtapes, but more like tape, you know, wasn't really, I mean, I was doing more like CDs, you know.
Burned CDs, yeah.
Big into burning CDs. That was a big, big
Me
thing.
Me too.
You know, and you put the marker on there and everything. It's so, definitely done that for friends and, you know, family and myself. I'd make a bunch. But making music, you know, as though I'm not listening to it, I think the same as I was as when I was younger. I know that when I listen to music, that's really what I think inspires me to write songs. So when I'm making playlists, you know, I'm always trying to, it's not that I'm looking, it's just that, you know, if something really catches me, I'll put that in a playlist. And you know, a playlist to me will become this kind of inspiration mood board in a way.
Yeah.
And I don't make a ton of playlists, but there's usually almost like one or two songs even that I'll just keep coming back to that I'll get really stuck on for a while.
Yeah.
And like you're saying, like Whitney and Alex G and some of like those guys, like I've just been so obsessed, especially for this record. But even looking at like, of course I was looking at Elliott Smith again, and like some older stuff as well, but Phoebe Bridgers like a little bit, even though it's not like really like that, but there's definitely things in those songs that are so captivating and songwriting so good. And there's elements like trying to pull little bits and pieces and inspiration from a lot of places, you know, and then trying to make it my own.
When do you feel like you're in the mood to write music, like night or day? Like, do you have like a time, like, do you feel like there's a time where like you feel the most creative, or you feel the most kind of like focused?
I think generally with anything creative, night time for me is time. You know, I've definitely heard this before from other people, but I totally agree that it's like there's no distractions, and you know, it's so calm. And even like living in Vancouver, I live close to downtown, and so during the day there's traffic, you know, it's heard.
Yeah.
At night it's just totally quiet, and I'm able to kind of get into, I don't know, the zone, I guess. That's where I find ideas can come to me. I'm not, again, not thinking too much about it, just picking up a guitar and seeing what comes from that. I also like being alone
Yeah.
personally. You know, I live with my girlfriend, so sometimes like just being on my own, again, I don't feel like too self-conscious,
Yeah.
because when I'm playing, like I'll usually start by humming, and then maybe the humming will turn into words, and then all of a sudden a few words will turn into a sentence, and I go, oh, I don't know where that came from, but that actually then it, you know, might connect with something, and then that ends up turning into something. It's very, very like weird. I remember, you know, when I would try to like write a song, and that just has never worked for me. And so
Yeah.
I've never tried to put pressure on myself about, you know, oh my God, I haven't written a song in months,
I
or
gotta write a solid gold hit like tonight.
yeah. And I, you know, it's incredible. Like, if for people that can write every day, and you know,
Right.
there's a thing to that, someone who just sits down and writes every day. And but for me, that's, it's just too much pressure for me. It's music is not that for me. It's something that I want to keep doing and do it as a career, but it's something that I think that part puts like a weird like business thing on it for me. And I
Yeah.
still want it to be super authentic, and just like if a song comes out, it comes out. And so I'm not sitting on like so many songs like Chris Martin or something. I think he like writes hundreds and hundreds of songs and then pares it down to like, you know, what a Coldplay album would be.
Yeah.
Just like I write a few songs, and those songs typically are actually very meaningful and special to me. And then I just end up taking those and then working with, you know, a guitar player and my producer, and we, you know, form those into what was on this record and kind of what I'm working on now. And yeah.
So, what does your band mate like? Who are you collaborating with, and what who's in your band?
So the last year has been building the band, but the record, it's my band's not playing on the record.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I
Band
was gonna. Okay,
more
yeah.
of a live thing, but Tyler Patterson, he's my guitar player and collaborator, and we've been also writing a lot now too, and he also worked on the EP. So when there's like two guitars going, it's him and me playing at the same time, and because we recorded that all live. And then, and he plays a lot of, you know, he plays piano. So on the record, there are some songs where he plays piano, but then we also got another piano player in there, Andrew, and then my producer, David Vertesi, who's in Hey Ocean.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he's also a singer-songwriter, incredible songwriter, just going under his own name, but he produced the record and mixed it. And then, yeah, we had another drummer, different drummer, Johnny Andrews. He's fantastic. He's like incredible and plays on every, like so many different people's
I
things.
was just gonna ask you, so how many like albums and bands does he play in? Because I know that with drummers, they're like
Oh
instant, they can
man.
never just be in one band.
No. He's like a session guy, you know, and
Oh,
he
that's cool.
like recently, I know he's been working with Haley Blaze, who's fantastic, who's out of Vancouver, and also David's been working with her, and he's worked with, oh my gosh, who else? I don't know. The names are escaping me right now, but it's a lot of different, a lot of, he travels a lot too, but we were lucky to have he played on the record, and then yeah, David played bass and everything. But anyway, it's getting, oh yeah, there's a small crew that, you know, worked on the record, but as we've been playing live, I think I have like, there's like five of us that are kind of like the core, and Tyler is one of those people, and others. So yeah, I think I strayed away from the question, but
No, that's okay. And in fact, I don't totally remember what my question. Oh, I think it was who you're playing. Yeah, who you're playing with, and yada yada. But I guess I just want to kind of talk about like, so this is going to air in smithers, but it's so cool when people know like our radio station here. We do just like to, especially provincially, like celebrate as many BC artists as possible. So nice to meet you. Your album, you're having a release party for it on June 22nd. So I guess could you just kind of just walk some people through just like I guess the making of the album and also to just kind of what you feel that you've encapsulated with this album.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So my album, Nice to Meet You, it's going to come out on June 23rd. And yeah, I'm doing an album release party where we'll be playing the whole record live at the Fox Cabaret in Vancouver, which is going to be so fun. And David Vertesi, my producer, he's also playing the show. And
Cool.
we're going to have Kylie V, who's an incredible musician. They just opened for Men I Trust.
Oh, really?
Insane.
I love Men I Trust. I love
Yeah,
them.
so good. And I mean, this record is like, it's been years of wanting to make a record, and it's hard to make music, not only just writing songs, but also just to physically get it made.
Yeah.
And for me, it was always hard to find people to help me make it. You know, as I was saying, you know, I wasn't able to record it myself. And then I've tried to record with other people, and it just didn't feel right, or didn't, you know, sound exactly how I wanted to. And, you know, since I really started playing music, which was like probably 10 years ago, I've always wanted to make a record. And it was really nice to make an EP. But yeah, and I don't know, you know, people aren't really listening necessarily to records, I feel like, anymore. Like, I've had so many conversations about that. And but there's something, I think, to be said about making a record. And I wanted, it's always been like a, you know, bucket list thing for me.
Oh, so you have like a you have vinyl records?
Oh no, that
Oh,
I
okay.
still, but even just the making of a full length record, you know,
Yeah.
now is like people just want to listen to singles. And but it, you know, so there was a question of, well, should I just release singles or a couple EPs? But making an album was really special and something that I, you know, I really wanted to do. And yeah, I mean, it would be amazing to get vinyls at some point, but again, just it's been challenging enough just to get
Yeah.
record made. The vinyls will be down the road, hopefully.
Yeah.
But you know, just to get the actual vinyl or the record made, and you know, to have it out on social, you know, streaming platforms, that's, you know, will be a, it'll just feel like a big relief to finally get it done. And it's, you know, yeah, because some of the songs are older, like I was saying, they're, you know, 3 or 4 years old, and some are new. And the record, in a way, because of that, I think there's so much history for me in it, and it tells a story for me, and you know, about my last 5 or so years of my life, in a way, you know, these little moments. And so there's, you know, that it's just, I feel fortunate to be able to have made the record, I guess, is what I'm saying. And I hope people, you know, can resonate with it. And I think for me, I've always tried to write really honestly and specifically about myself, but I think sometimes those things is what really can connect with people.
Yeah.
And even though some of the songs might seem, I don't know, sad at times, hopefully that people can find hope in it and give people strength. And you know, music is so much about like connecting with people. And my focus, obviously, lately has been playing a lot of live shows because I hadn't done that in so long.
Yeah.
So I found, especially when playing live, it's even more impactful about how music can reach people. And it's just been really, really sweet to do that. And I'm glad it's been resonating with people, and I'm happy to see it getting played. And hopefully this is just the beginning. You know, it's about just like trying to keep riding this momentum of things, you know. It's, and
Yeah, without burning out, right?
yeah, that too. And again, like, it's funny, like once you start doing it, it's like, again, like not thinking about it like it's a business now, still trying to keep it exciting for myself and also personal, and still just sitting down and putting on my phone and recording voice memos like I did when I first started. And
Yeah.
but I think this record is so true to who I am, and really what I wanted to put out there. So every song on the record is very personal, and I hope that people can hear that in the recordings and in the songwriting. And yeah, it'll be really, really fun to play on the 22nd. And
Okay, great.
yeah, I hope I can come to Smithers sometime too.
Oh yeah, we'd love to have you here, but
That's
great.
fine. Even just doing, you know, talking to you today, I do really appreciate it, because
Oh yeah.
It is really hard to get the music heard, and it's crazy that, you know, I've heard this so many times, and I was talking to my girlfriend about this yesterday too. You know, so many industry people have told me, it's like, well, you know, if you were just popular on TikTok, then, you know, things would be different, I guess. And it's like, it's come down to this like popularity thing, not about having a good song or the music or whatever. It's like, so I these moments are such, is just, I really appreciate it, because all these little moments means a lot to try to get the music out there. Because again, wanting to make this record for 5 to 10 years, and then feeling like, are people even going to hear this thing?
Yeah.
And, you know, but I feel like it is really something that people would enjoy if they got a chance to hear it. So yeah, thanks for talking to me allowing me to share it. You
know? For sure. I mean, I think too, what's cool is that you're also finding audiences in new ways. Like, Should Have Known, your music video was just nominated for a Leo Award. So like, it's just another way, like, it's just another avenue for people to find you. But I like it how even that still feels kind of old fashioned. Like, you're doing these like concept music videos, which I love. So I guess, how are you and your video collaborators? Like, how are you guys feeling about that nomination?
We are beyond excited. Here, I want to answer this question. I don't know why, but my thing just closed and I don't know where you are. So I'm just, there you are. Okay.
Oh, okay. I live in your phone.
No, we're so excited. The Leos is a great event in Vancouver, and being a film director, I've directed other people's music videos. I was lucky to be nominated and have won a Leo Award for another music video I did for someone else.
Oh, cool.
But, it was for this song Vessel by Royals.
Okay.
And it's again, like you're saying, it's another chance to hopefully for more people to hear the music, to check it out. It's wild to be nominated across from like BB No Money.
Yeah.
And I was like watching that, his video, and it's insane. Like, it's definitely like a, you know, who knows, like $50,000
I know,
or something. I'm sure, you know, or, you know, it's like,
there's a budget there.
He's with a big label. He's like, the video has like 13 million plays or something. And I feel like, you know, mine's my video is like this, the little music video that could kind of thing, where it's, it was on me with no budget, but it, you know, it's, I've made music videos for $50,000. I've had that opportunity. So I know how to make a video, and you don't need that all the time to make music video. So it's nice to be recognized for the idea, because it's really nice, you know, and it'll be, you know, the little indie project versus that.
So for those who haven't seen it, can you describe the music? Like, can you just kind of like give like the concept of the music video? It's so funny.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's basically a guy who's trying his hardest to drive his little truck. And by little, I mean like really little.
Like teeny.
Like think Stuart Little driving his little sports car around Vancouver. And, you know, there's a dog involved. There's a
I
giant.
I knew there was going to be a dog. I was like, he's going to get chased by something. I know it.
You know, it's very cute. You know, I want it to be really cute. And in its summary, song summary.
Yeah.
And I just remember I was walking down the street and I saw someone that had this little car. It's like this Japanese Suzuki truck.
Okay.
And they're really cute trucks.
I know exactly. I feel like I think I know exactly the trucks you're talking about.
But I saw someone that had the little motorized one, and I immediately was like, that has to be a video. Like this, you know, this little truck driving around. Sorry, I'm getting more bings in computer technology.
Bing bongs. No, that's okay. No.
But anyway, there's another one. Sorry. But anyway, very cute video. I please check it out. Should Have Known. It's from my song Should Have Known. We'll see. Does he make it?
Exactly. You'll have to watch to find out. Okay. So I guess I wanted to ask you something. Oh yeah. I guess you've kind of already mentioned some, but what are some Vancouver bands that like you want people to know about that are that you're really excited about? And yeah, maybe ones that could probably just use the extra hits on like Spotify and whatever too.
I mean, I love this. I was actually just watching, or I've been following this artist. He's really big, but I won't say his name because he already has too much traction.
So fuck that guy.
But he's been giving an opportunity to other artists to open for his shows.
Okay.
And I think that's really cool. And yeah, we have to support each other. That is a huge thing. And I've been lucky that people have supported me I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if someone else hadn't helped me along the way. And so
yeah.
Vancouver has so many incredible artists. Kylie V is one that I discovered recently. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that I'm honored and happy that they're playing at my album release. Hey Ocean's a pretty big band, but I don't know if everyone knows David Vertesi, my producer. He's got many records out and he's incredible. And he's got new music on the way. My guitarist also, Tyler Wu, he goes by Tyler Wu for his music, but he's got like two full records out. Incredible musician, songwriter, singer. Oh man, who else? There's a lot in Vancouver. I've been listening to who else? Well, obviously there's like Haley Blaze, who's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also Dawson Ghoul, who's a Vancouver artist, really good.
Ghoul, like ghosts and ghouls?
Yeah.
Okay.
G-O-L, Dawson Ghoul. And, but I mean, there's so many other people that there's so many good Canadian artists out there. Just like,
yeah,
but it's interesting. I think recently I've definitely noticed that in the indie scene, I feel like there's less indie music in Vancouver than like pop or R&B. That's, I feel like that was almost a new thing. But when I first started playing music in Vancouver, it was all indie music.
Yeah.
So off the top of my head, those are the indie kind of indie darlings, you know, in Vancouver that are coming out. But in my mind, I can think of. But
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of R&B now, and but a lot of music. I'm playing at Music Waste,
okay,
which is a more of an alternative music festival in Vancouver.
Ooh.
And I'm excited for that because I'm excited to check out. There's like so many people on the list that I actually don't know.
I love that, actually. I love going and not know, like there's a few people I know I really want to see because I've listened to their music already, but I love just not knowing who I'm going to see.
It's really great. And I've been also lucky to play So Far Sounds, a lot of So Far Sounds.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Those are so cool too, because I'll show up and no one knows who's going to play that night. And I try not to look. So it's more of a surprise for me too. And
yeah.
And I've found a lot of really cool music that, you know, that's new to me. And I mean, festivals are great for that though, you know, for sure. And there's other festivals coming up that I can't talk about yet, but I'm excited. That
ooh,
more festivals, hopefully soon to be playing. And
that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got 4 minutes left on this Zoom call. We could go on because I feel like it's really easy to talk to, but one question, is that a half heart best friends necklace?
Yes. I actually wear this necklace on pretty much all of my photos.
Okay.
Released, and my girlfriend and I share this.
So do you have the B fry or the st ends side?
No, it's actually, it says te llamo, so mine says te.
Oh, yeah,
then, so my love.
It's very cute.
Yeah, best nice. Friends, best friends, loves.
Do you guys speak Spanish, both of you?
No, not at all.
No. Okay, no, not at all.
This is
what
it.
Is that Spanish?
this is as far as I know.
Yeah. No, that's good. Okay, tell people before, because I want to give you a tour of our radio station because I'm in a train.
I mean, we can chat more. I mean, I have time anyway, so it's
That's cool. So can you tell people how to follow you online, find your music, all that sort of stuff? Can you run through the gamut?
I would love that. I think the most important thing again is just to know how to spell my name, R-I-U-N, Ryan. It's pronounced Ryan, but R-I-U-N Garner, G-A-R-N-E-R. If you Google that. But I'm on Instagram, obviously Spotify. You can go to ryangarner.com. I try to keep that updated with everything. And those are the main ones. I'll be getting into TikTok soon. And you know, I think that's, like I was mentioned, it is a nice tool that's available. But
just another thing sometimes I feel, but I totally get it.
It's like one thing, it's like, well, you know, you just can't do Instagram then if you're going to do TikTok for me. It's like, there's only so much time in a day. It's like, where are you going to put your time?
Yeah. And how much time you want to spend on your phone creating?
Yeah, I already do spend too much time.
Exactly.
It's, yeah.
Okay, so Instagram, and you're on YouTube as well. There's a lot of you on YouTube because there's lots of videos of you performing too, which is really cool.
Yeah, last summer we had a crazy day, and my really good friend Casey Qualchuk, who's a DP, and a few friends of mine, Tyler as well, we did like a crazy long day, and we shot five live videos, five songs,
Awesome.
all live. It was crazy. Oh, because otherwise it's like I don't even know. It's so much to do
Well,
multiple days, and like
that's the
I
thing
was
is you
like,
do all the work for what, one song? Like, yeah.
so, I put on like my little producer hat, and I was just like, if you guys are down, let's do a full day. And I planned all the locations. We shot in like a limo, and then there's like one by a tree, and one, by the beach, one in an old camper trailer. Really nice, locations. So,
What have you acted in?
well, one thing I'm really excited about, I got a movie coming out in this summer. The date hasn't been released yet, but the film has, in the sense of the title and who's involved. But I'm the lead on this feature film. It's a rom-com coming out for NBC. It's going to be on the E Network, and I love rom-coms. They're so fun and hilarious,
Yep.
and obviously if you do check out my music now, or you've listened to it, I do love and heartbreak, all that stuff. It's all fits the quota. But yeah, it's called Mismatch. The movie's
Okay.
called Mismatch, and yeah, I'm excited. It'll be out this summer. We're waiting. We're all waiting.
Oh my
Director
God.
talking about it, and other cast members were like, "When is it coming out?" It'll be fun. And another really cool thing about it is the director, Lucy Guest, who's incredible. This is my second time working with her.
Name sounds
She's
familiar.
also nominated multiple times for the Leo Awards as well.
Okay.
But she was such a sweetheart, and she put three of my songs in the movie, which is amazing. So three of the
Yeah.
from the record that's coming out this June will be in the movie, which is really, really cool. It's probably I want to say my first like proper sync placement. And again, like that is a, like everything we're talking about, all the hard stuff, hard, things of trying to break in, the gatekeeping, stuff, like that's a huge win to have something like that. I'm excited to watch, the film, but all even just more so, just where's the music going to be?
Yeah, that's great too, because for me, like, I don't know if I'm actually like a music like nerd or anything. I listen to a lot of music and but playlists, no, sorry, not playlists, soundtracks to
Oh, yeah.
movies are the reason I like a lot of the music that I like. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, because you're a bit younger, but have you ever seen the movie called Gross Point Blank with John Cusack and Minnie Driver? In my opinion, it's one of the best romantic comedies that's ever existed.
Okay, I'm just Googling it right now. I want to
Yeah,
check it out.
it's Gross. I think Gross has an E. It's like Michigan. It's a place called Gross Point in Michigan. And that movie has, and it's like, it's like classic songs because it's
Yeah,
supposed to,
so I have to check it out.
do check it out. It's so good.
Minnie Driver is so good too, and John Cusack. They're both so good.
They're at their height of like perfection. Their chemistry is so good in that movie. And she's the reason, because she plays a radio DJ. She's actually the reason I work in radio.
That is sick.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to check that out. No, there's definitely so many movies that, yeah, that definitely have been huge inspirations. I mean, Elliot Smith is one. He's a what?
Well, the songs of the Royal Tenenbaums,
Yeah,
like.
but then there's obviously the one that what's the other movie? It's blanking my mind right now with Ben Affleck and Robin Williams and
Is it? Oh, okay. Goodwill Hunting.
right that
Yeah,
or.
actually, that's a lot of his music, isn't his a lot of his music in that?
It's like a big part of that movie.
Yeah. Which
John.
Minnie Driver is also in.
Yes,
Weird
that's what I'm
connection.
saying. Yeah, Minnie Driver. That's why I thought of
Oh,
that. And
you already
then,
made that connection. Gotcha.
yeah, that's what made me think about it. And then, yeah, I mean, I love Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah.
That soundtrack is amazing. That's like
Yeah.
an actual soundtrack,
Yeah,
But
is Michelle Gondry doing the music in that?
no, it's a guy named, I always want to say it differently, but I think it's just John Bryan. That's his name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's done so many great soundtracks. He also did a sh again, circling back to Elliott Smith. He was gonna have a show. John Bryan is like almost like a live music show, and it got canceled, I think, after like one episode. But that one episode they did was with Elliott Smith, and it's on YouTube.
Yeah, and I also think too, like just to kind of go back to, but I also think too that like having your music on a movie and having a way to kind of like sneakily access people who might not know to like look you up by your name, because like you know what I mean? It's like if people don't know you and there's
No.
not the word of mouth in those circles, that's a way, that's like a whole new way to be exposed to people.
Yeah, there's only so much you can, call in your friends and family for
I
to be
know.
like, come to my show. I'm playing again. Do you want to come to my show? How do you meet other people? I used to like busk and stuff, but I feel like that's a little like, I don't know. I don't know. People, I don't know if really listen to buskers as much anymore, but it's a grind. There's other options out there, but it's like, it's a grind. But having things like that, for sure. It's like maybe they'll Shazam it or something and check it.
I Shazam stuff all the time. It's like usually what starts my playlists for my radio show because it's a 2-hour music show.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Oh,
that's a
wow.
lot of songs and
2 hours.
it's,
There's a lot of songs.
but like sometimes it's just like that's what starts is like I'm watching something and I'm like, God damn, what is this? And then it's just like, and then I'm just like, okay, now I'm just going to pull the thread from here. But that is how a lot of my playlists start.
But yeah, it's like they just released this recently.
Okay, great. This is so
Like
good.
one of those like almost like love triangle things, or like who's she gonna pick? It's
Yeah.
like,
I see four guys on the screen, so yeah, I
yeah.
figured. And you're Ben.
Team Ben, come on.
Yeah. Okay, we've got 1 minute and 3 seconds left. So I'll just say thank you so much. I'm like super excited to listen back to this, and it will be shorter than the 80 minutes that we've actually talked. But yeah, this is really, really fun.
Yeah. You can have the director's cut for the deep.
Yeah, that's right. The Redux.
Thank you so much too. It's really nice to meet you and chat with
Yeah.
you. Hopefully we can do another connecting thing like this at some point. And yeah, again, it'd be so cool to come and visit Smithers too. And
I think that that's a definite
I'll find a way.
possibility.